All right, hello. DS106 Zone Lowdown. Recording number 8. It's May 27th, 2013. And I guess that makes it a Monday. Time here in Saudi. A little bit before 7 o'clock in the evening. Well, as promised, going to take a look at some of the DS106 assignments in the audio category. One or two, if we have time. And also, I need to clarify some comments I made yesterday about the formation of groups for the radio play. But that'll be coming up in a bit. And actually, just to set things straight, this will be the first time that I've done something like this. It's just a slightly different technique. Everything up until now, except for the one where I went to the beach, things were recorded in one shot, so it's just a straight passage of time. If it's a 10-minute recording, that's what happened for 10 minutes. But as it is supper time and I've got an awesome dinner in the kitchen, the smells are just driving me crazy. I gotta deal with that. So I'm gonna turn this thing off, and then when I finish eating, I'll head over to the computer, I'll load the file, which is being recorded in the iTalk Recorder Pro program that I mentioned. And I have to make one other clarification. I said that this one records a WAV file. Actually, this one records the AIFF, which again is the high quality recording. I'll put that into my audio editor, and then I'll talk into the microphone on my computer, pull a little bit of audio off of the website as we listen to some of the sample assignments, and there you go, that'll be it. And then a little bit of post-production, and we'll send it out. I'll say more about the technique when that time comes, and if you're interested, if you have time, you can head on over to the assignment page. I'm going to start at the back. There are, I think, 5 or 6 different pages of assignments with between 6 and 8 on each page, so I'll be going all the way back to number 5 and working my way towards the front, because when people browse through it, they probably do 1, 2, and 3, and you might be missing some really good stuff that's buried down deep. So you head on over there while I eat supper, but I'll bet I'll be back before you get there, because that's the magic of this type of radio. So I'll be back in a sec. Stand by.
Mario!
Peach!
Luigi, here we go!
Okay, I just remembered why working with sound and audio can be so frustrating. It's a terribly time-consuming process. You will find that out as you get into week 3. It can be extremely annoying, just because I've experienced it for the past while. I won't tell you how long it's been since I had dinner. I don't want to make you feel as bad as I feel. What we just heard was not my recent visit to the Game Center. Actually, that was an assignment submission from last April. The name of the blog post is Walking to the Party, but first let me talk about the assignment. This is one that's called The Sound Effects Story. It appears on page 6 of the audio assignments. It was submitted by Jim Groom, and it's, I think, one of the very first assignments that was submitted. Here's the description of it. Tell a story using nothing but sound effects. There can be no verbal communication, only sound effects. Use at least 5 different sounds that you find online, and the story can be no longer than 90 seconds. Well, I almost didn't get through that one. I think this one had a little verbal. I think I heard Mario in there, maybe Luigi, and I think that was Peach. But all of these sounds that the person found were from a website called soundfx.com, and the person didn't do a hyperlink, rather just the URL is on the blog post, so I copied and pasted it. I will put a link with the blog post for this recording if you want to check it out. The only problem here, I suspect, is that many of the sounds would fall under copyright regulations, meaning that you're not supposed to use it, but I think for our educational purpose and for just small snippets, it's a very gray, fuzzy zone, so enter at your own risk. Certainly, I'm not a copyright lawyer, so don't tell anybody that Scott Lowe said you could do it. The reason why I keep saying the person is because the person did not change the WordPress setting. When you do a blog post, it should have your name, either your Twitter name or the name you want to author your post by on your blog, but rather it says admin, which is the default setting. So that would be a note to anybody out there. If you're still showing up as admin when you post something, might want to change it. You might want to change it. So admin here did this walking to the party, and the blog has a Mario theme. What I would like you to check out when you do look at this blog post are two things. One, there is the embedded SoundCloud file that was produced by the person, and you will obviously need a SoundCloud account for posting much of the audio that you do during week three. And also, the person was nice enough to include a screenshot of the Audacity player. Remember, Audacity is the free audio editing application. So by taking a look at this, you can see how the five tracks were configured and the sounds come up at different points along the way. So that I wouldn't call this a tutorial, but the screenshot is kind of helpful. Speaking of tutorials, there are two tutorials listed on the assignment page for the five sound effects story. One is a dead link and the other is nothing close to a tutorial. I think the person might have used the wrong tag. And while I'm thinking of tags, please remember for all of your DS-106 assignments to put both the category tag as well as the category tag plus the number of the assignment. Have you figured out the reason for doing that yet? Well, this is what gets picked up by the DS-106 site, and eventually, I think within a matter of days, maybe shorter, your assignment will show up on that assignment page. Just as you've been browsing through past students' work, in the future, your work will be on that same page. So check this one out for that picture of the screen and also for the SoundCloud player. I'm going to do one more for... I'm going to do two more for you, actually. Having trouble speaking tonight. Forgive me. This one is from a blogger named Crystal. The assignment was submitted, it looks like, last September of 2012. So let's give a listen, and I'll come back with a few brief comments and see what you think. Now, I would say that this one entitled Storm Story by Crystal really captures the essence of what the assignment was originally about. These are all sounds, pure sounds, and they do tell a story. The blogger Crystal wrote up what she thought the story was as she did it, and it's worth your consideration. There's no picture of the Audacity on this, but you do get to see the SoundCloud player on the site, as well as reading a nicely written write-up with links to each of the sound effects, and probably an even more valuable link, which is to freesound.org, where all of those five sounds were found. Freesound.org is another one similar to the sound effects, except everything here has been made available, so there's no issue of copyright, and there's a huge list of stuff. And what the person said, what Crystal said, was that she was stuck for ideas, and she began browsing through the different tags for the different sounds, and that's suddenly how the idea came to do this storm story. So well done, Crystal. I don't know if you're still tuned into the DS-106 thing, but that is a very good
example of how it can be done, how it should be done, how you will do it if you choose to do the five sound story. And I think this is a good one to do because you get experience with working with different tracks on the recording. And also, there would be one critique I would make of crystals. If you were listening on headphones, you will notice when that thunderclap came, it was quite a bit louder than everything else. And if you're listening on headphones, it could actually hurt your ears. So please be careful of that. Listen to everything you've done before you release it on headphones and make sure there's nothing that jumps up too loud. The rule of thumb is that the listener should not have to adjust the volume while the piece is playing. There are certain techniques to make that happen. I'm not going to talk about them now, but I will make a point to try to do that later. Essentially, when you look at it, the thickness of all of the different wave files, it's called a wave file, WAVE, not the same as a wave file type, but the wave form shows the relative volume of the piece, and you want it to be fairly consistent throughout the entire piece. And as you look at the SoundCloud, you will see the entire waveform for that sound story. Very well then, let's go to the final one, and I'm again running long on time. Look at this. I guess 5 to 7 minutes was not realistic. This one is from September 21st, 2012, and I can say that if you see the name CogDog on anything related to DS-106, especially assignments, these are ones you should pay close attention to. CogDog, Alan Levine, is a former instructor of DS-106, and he is a luminary in the field of digital storytelling. And he does blog posts for DS-106 the way I think they should be done, the way we instructors would like to see them. The process is fully documented. There's a story in there. There's always a good image, and also images of the different tools that he uses along the way. So this is the final link that will be up, the final one we'll listen to, and I don't really think I need to say much about it. In this case, the story speaks for itself in sound. Give it a listen, and I'll be back on the other side for a final wrap-up, and the name of this one is Who Left the Door Open? Oh, I love that one. Thanks, Alan. Great stuff, as always. Well, I hope in listening to these that you at least get a sense of some of the possibility, and the thing to do is just have a look through the different assignments, as you've been doing through the visual and the design, and I'll bet you're noticing as you look, you can tell some students really put a lot into it, what Jim Groom likes to call bringing the A game, and then you can see quite quickly there are others that were probably last-minute rush jobs, and people were just getting it done to get the star count. And as with anything in life, it's particularly true here at DS-106, what you get out of it is in direct proportion to what you put into it. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jim is so terribly excited right now, is because there are some people putting in a whole lot, which is causing him to lift his game to a very high level. I was so impressed with the quality of the assignments that he pulled together yesterday. Really good and fun stuff. So thank you guys for prodding Jim on to finally get his act together. He's not done DS-106 for quite a while. And when he does, I think just it has an effect of motivating everybody to do more. So again, thanks to all. Now I need to clarify. I'm kind of, how can you say this? Well, not you. How can I say this? My my instructions were not very clear before beginning. And Jim just said, Scott, you've done a lot of radio. Why don't you, and DS-106 radio and audio, why don't you help me out for the third week? Without much more than that, although he did mention that he did want to do a radio play in the third week. So I don't think he expected there to be this daily lowdown cast. It just, as I said at the beginning, it just occurred suddenly. But it seems like a good idea for me, and I'm going to keep with it. But I do have the tendency just to go off script. Well, it wouldn't even be going off script because there's no script to begin with. But I just kind of go on these flights of flancy, these flanciful flights of flancy, such as I did yesterday when I said that don't do the radio play if you don't want to. Well, I think Jim is going to make everybody do that because it is a worthwhile project. And I also said, you know, we'll make groups informally. That's not the way it is. Jim is working on an email, which will probably get to you before you hear this, so all of this would be redundant, but that's never stopped me before. Please, obviously, Jim is running the course, so what he says, obviously trumps whatever I say. And he did seem to say on Twitter yesterday that he's going to require everybody to listen to this thing for the entire 5 weeks. So, sorry, guys. Sorry. But do what you can. I don't really like that idea, and that's something I'll actually talk to Jim about, or I'll talk to him now because he'll eventually hear this. I don't think this should be required listening. If somebody feels that it's not time spent purposefully, then don't stick with it. Okay? That's on you, but I that's all I'm going to say on the matter. Okay? I don't want to get in trouble, say the wrong thing again. So anyhow, I think we need to wrap up. Thank you so much for listening. I don't know what exactly is coming tomorrow. Tomorrow will be an extremely busy day, so I might just throw in something silly and off the wall that I can do quickly. But tomorrow is Tuesday, which means Wednesday follows, and that's the last day of my week. And looking ahead to Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be going crazy with this stuff. So stick around for that. Stick around. Stick around. I don't know. Anyhow, before anything else goes wrong, let me just say this. The DS-106 Zone Lowdown recording number 8 is mercifully finished. I'll talk to you tomorrow.